Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about small construction companies should be cautious to make big investments. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The focus of the business changes in every stage. While you are a small business, the focus point of your business is something else. And while it begins to grow, the focus changes again. In a nutshell, you can't have a same strategy throughout the lifetime of the business. You have to keep on changing your focus, goals, and strategies with the development of business and also keeping in consideration the circumstances your business is in. In business, you are supposed to take challenges and risks, and it pays you off in terms of profit. But at what stage are you taking what amount of risk is crucial to understand. You just can't take any amount of risk during the budding stage or the growing stage of your business. The risk should always be calculated and not taken with the unsound mind. It actually defines the future potential of your business. Taking uncalculated risks will often lead you to a situation where you will see no point of return and may have to properly shut your dreams of having a business of your own for once and for all. Basically, shut it down. Construction business is one such business where taking a wrong call can have serious implications on the future of the growth of your company or your business. There are many big companies who had to shut down their business for taking incorrect investment decisions, which has obviously proved them to be costly. Some construction companies have to ultra carefully when they take or think of making a big investment in their business. They usually experience the problems of scarcity of finance. On top of that is a contemplate of making any big investment for which they will obviously have to look for borrowing money from bank. They got to be very sure of the outcome. This is where their calculation can't go wrong because they have huge stakes involved here. Unable to repay the debts will definitely have a negative impact on the credit rating of the company, which will result in not getting any further loans. Big investments do not only get restricted to buying obedience of the raw materials or heavy equipment. It means that much more than that. It also means that investing on workforce, setting up a new office and stuff, being a small construction company, when you're hiring a lot of people and buying different kind of heavy equipment, you got to doubtly sure that the investments will pay you. The construction projects for which you've been hiring so many men and women should not have any liens on it and certainly no litigation on the property. The bottom line is that you've got to ensure that the piece of land on which the construction project will begin is absolutely problem-free and clear. And once you are sure of that, making this big investment makes sense. Small construction companies are more at risk because they try to play solo. The big construction companies may create problems for them. It is a competitive world, and no one wants to let the other grow easily. Again, you know, take it easy. You know, don't go out and buy new equipment. Don't go out and buy a new building. Take your time. Build up a nest egg in your accounts and then work from there. I mean, you can rent heavy equipment for a long time until you think you're ready to buy equipment. Again, if you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.